a pound of bacon and some chocolate. Big Fatty just creamed his britches with just,
oh,
you know.
I wonder if you could use that to caramelize a ham.
Big Fatty just creamed his britches. Big Fatty just creamed his britches.
Yeah. Anything with ham.
Ham and vodka. No, he likes
gin.
Gin. Ugh. Big Fatty just creamed his britches. Pine tree drink.
Isn't gin from like a juniper berry though?
Yeah.
It tastes like turpentine to me.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I have one drink of choice, and that would be, shockingly, a dirty martini, but it has to be, I like extra dirty.
Big Fatty just creamed his britches.
I don't like gin in my martini. It has to be a vodka martini.
Oh,
with
vodka martini.
With blue cheese stuffed olives.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty just creamed his britches.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 661 of the BFO for Monday, the 16th of August, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I'm going to review the weekend, and believe it or not, Big Fatty went by the P.O. box, and there were a couple of surprises. Thank you, Miss Mouse, for a good bit. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, things are getting busy. Getting busy here at the coal mine. And, y'all, it's that time of the year. I mean, it is that time of the year. Y'all, I'm telling you, the older you get, the quicker the time flies. And, y'all, it is just flying by. I can't believe we're already in the second half of August now. Y'all, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, on a Friday, y'all, I went to the Five Guys for a little lunch. And, y'all, I would like to confirm that the Five Guys and fries, the Five Guys hamburgers and fries, do give Big Fatty the horrible gas. However, y'all, it was not nearly as bad as it was the last time I had it there in the coal mine. But y'all, I did not have the light jalapenos this time, so I'm thinking that even with the gas, the trigger is the light jalapenos. But y'all, I'm gonna give it another shot. I'm gonna have the light jalapenos and just see if that is the trigger. The trigger for it all. Yes, Big Fatty, please don't talk about your butt triggers. So, anyway, but y'all did that, and then on Friday, y'all, I'm a little tired. I'm just going to let you know that because, you know, I've just come back from the Scotlands, and it's always the third day that the time changes and all begin to catch up with me. And, y'all, that would have been Saturday. And, y'all, it's a little later this time because I believe I've really had maybe it's lethargivitis. I don't know. Yes, Big Fatty, you have lethargivitis, which is much less contagious than vagivitis. But, anyway, Friday, I just pedaled around here at the Fat Cave. It seems like I did something on Friday evening, but y'all, I don't recall what it was. So, I'm just going to assume I didn't do anything on Friday. Well, yeah, I know I did something Friday, but I don't know what it was. But anyway, on Saturday, y'all, I went out to the, I know what I've done that I haven't reported to you on. Here, wait a minute. Let me just see this. Can you hear that? Y'all, I know people like Julie have just been just worried sick that I have not been to the public since I've, been back, but y'all, I have. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I mentioned it earlier in the week, and y'all, I never gave you the coupon. But y'all, I saved $15.70, and I spent $40.25. So y'all, that's pretty good. That is pretty damn good. So that's about a third. Yes, Big Fatty. Lovely. No, it's not quite a third. But y'all, they have the good bacon, Bafran on sale. And what else did they have that I got that I wanted to? Oh, and they had the penny coupon was the half gallon of the flavored Publix teas. And y'all, I'm a big fan of the peach flavored teas. So I got some of that. Y'all, those are the barbecue rotisserie ribs, and the cone on the cob, because you know the cone. Mother Nature's GPS system. And y'all, that brings me around to Saturday. And y'all, on Saturday, I went out to the Sam's Club and did a little shopping out there. And y'all, you know, you're not allowed to leave the Sam's Club unless you spend at least $100. They won't let you out. That's why they have those people at the door to check your receipt. They're not checking to make sure you're stealing stuff. They're making sure you spend at least $100 because you're not allowed to leave unless you've spent at least $100. But, y'all, I got the good coffee while I was out there. I've got the rotisserie ribs. Y'all, I had to get some new underpants because, y'all, quite frankly, I've had several accidents over the past couple of years. And Miss Kitty can confirm these. But, y'all, I just needed a replenish of, and I only needed 3-pack. I didn't need to get the 6-pack. Because, you know, Big Fatty already has a 6-pack. Ah, Big Fatty, you're vulgar. And, y'all, I needed batteries, and I bought some Tide laundry detergent, and then the good coffee. But, y'all, the one thing that I did that I didn't necessarily go to get, but I got anyway. Y'all, I was looking around because my VRC player and DVD combo, y'all, it just wouldn't work right with this new television set. So, y'all, I said, well, Big Party, why don't you just look for an inexpensive DVD player, because you've got all these lovely DVDs that people are sending to you, like that Maud. Y'all, that Maud, by the way, I heard from that Kim Biba, y'all, that the reason that she sent the Maud is she says, I sent it because I love you and I love Maud. And y'all, it's so true. It is so true. But, and y'all, I've got the good Price is Right videos that Joe in Dallas sent to me. That, y'all, because, you know, I only like to watch the porn. The pornography in the bedroom, in the love chamber. And you know, that's it just, and y'all, I got it. It was $39, and it's not one of those blue tubes. I just didn't get that because, you know, I'm not quite sure that's gonna catch on. It's kind of like this intertube thing. I'm not sure that's gonna catch on either, but anyway. Anyway, got that and underpants, and y'all, just had a lovely day. And got home, and y'all, I started catching up on some of my stories that were recorded while I was over in the Scotlands. And y'all, it was just nice. The TiVo was 90% full when I got home from Scotland, y'all, and now it's down to about 50%. So I've done a good job of emptying it out. Big Freddy, don't get vulgar. But anyway, I did that, and y'all, then I went to the, what did I do? I went to the Magic Mountain on a Saturday night, and Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, they had a lovely card for me for my birthday, and y'all, I'd just like to read it. Y'all, there's a picture of an Hagatha. It's of Hagatha on the front, and it says, she's just mad that you look so good. And y'all, it says, love your granny. And it says, you are starting to look like that woman on the front. And y'all, it is inside there was a gift card for the Greek restaurant the Greek restaurant that I like to go to, y'all, and I've just noticed on the back of it, it is a $25 gift card. So, y'all, I'm just delighted, and y'all, I was so happy because the Miss Porter did not have a birthday cake, and you know, he goes all out on these things, y'all, and I was just so glad that he didn't do it. And y'all, we were sitting there, and Granny was buying me adult beverages, and y'all, the crowd was just pure damn pitiful. And then y'all, about, you know, a few minutes into the drag show, y'all, the place was jam-packed. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But y'all, I had three complimentary. No, I didn't have three complimentary because I paid for one of them. But I had three beverages, two of which were complimentary. Two-thirds of them were complimentary. And y'all, as I was beginning my third beverage, in comes Miss Porter with a damn cake. And y'all, thank God it was just a small cake. But, you know, we had to have the pictures, and we had to blow out the candles. And y'all, there were several people celebrating their birthdays in the on Saturday night. And y'all, all I can say is there's an awful lot of fucking that goes on in November. But, and y'all, you know, Saturday was my straight boyfriend's birthday. But y'all, I didn't get any response from anybody to go and go enjoy an adult beverage with him. So, straight Bob, I told him, I says, I'm going to have to buy you an adult beverage when I see you to make up for this. And y'all, he was asking if Nought was anywhere nearby. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, and I told straight Bob this, if straight Bob and Nought were together in a pub, Big Fatty would buy every damn beverage they wanted. And y'all, I'm a cheap ass. But y'all, I would absolutely buy every damn beverage that they wanted. But they'd have to be together, y'all. So I'm pretty safe that I'm not going to have to follow through on that. Then y'all, on Sunday, I got up. And y'all have been waking up at strange hours. So I know I'm still adjusting. But I woke up and had my coffee, and I had some lovely sourdough toast. Y'all, then I finished off the ribs and the cone later in the day. And y'all, like I said, just been catching up on the TV programs, and I had a big old piece of that birthday cake. And now I'm doing a little show. But y'all, on Saturday while I was out and about, I ran by the P.O. Box. Well, first of all, let me just back up a second. Y'all, you know, I wanted to do something nice and play y'all that whole song about Mrs. Lousborough Goodby on the Friday show. And y'all, immediately I get this very curt Twitty, you have stolen my song. Well, y'all, I didn't hear her. I didn't see her name in the copyright on that song. But y'all, the song is so much better than that. Just that little snippet that, you know, who plays on her little show. And y'all, evidently she shot herself on Saturday night about 4:00 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, it's just so sad. And you know, she's up there, she's confined to that diamond encrusted mobile mansion. And y'all, she shot herself. And y'all, it's just so sad. It's so sad. She's in the beige capital of the world. And y'all, I can't bring myself to talk about it another minute. No, Big Freddy, please move the show forward. Make a wish. Wish it a dream. Y'all, when I went by the P.O. box, y'all, there were two, not one, but two cards in there that I had. And y'all, one of them is from Miss Worrywart herself, from Julie, up there in the North Kakalaka. And y'all, she has put a picture of a kitty. A kitty stamp on the card. And y'all, she had to write on there just to point it out to me. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, it's a lovely blue card, and y'all, the card, and no, it's a lovely blue envelope, and the card inside says, when you're old, your butt cheeks droop, your knees get stiff, it's tough to poop, and you eat at 4 to save a buck. Good thing you are young, because that would suck. Oh, dear Gussie. Julie is vulgar. And it says, happy birthday. Worried sick, but still loving my big fatty XO. Oh, Julie. And Julie, thank you so much. And thank God it is not tough for me to poop. However, I do enjoy eating at four to save a buck. Because you're a cheap-ass Big Fatty, that is why. And y'all, also, I had a card from that Miss West, y'all. It is from the penthouse out there in the Southern California. And y'all, I believe it or not, I have received a duplicate card. And I'm sure Miss West is just pissed. He is just pissed. That Tara in Michigan sent me the exact same card. Y'all, it is the old Fart My Eye card. And y'all, he has, oh dear, I see there's all kinds of stuff inside here. It says, happy birthday, Big Fatty. I'm a little early, because you'll be in the up for your big day. Ask them if they know what a foreskin shot is. They all have it out there. Thanks so much. Bye. Oh, maybe that thing. Bye! I think that was supposed to be a takeoff on the Flat 29. By the way, y'all, did you hear Flat 29's gone on hiatus? They've closed out the first volume. So, and it says, I'm sorry about the lateness of returning your lottery tickets, but to make up for it, I've enclosed your new tickets plus a few on me for your birthday. Good luck! P.P.S. So much for getting it to you early. Aw, shucks. Y'all, clearly this was a work in progress. And y'all, I have got all kinds of scratch-offs here. I have got, because you know, Peter G. out there in the Oaklands had sent me scratch-offs. And y'all, he had sent those to me, and I had given those to Miss West back in June. Back in June, y'all. And said, please redeem these. And y'all, then Miss West calls me and goes, I don't think one of these won. And I said, well, you need to double check it, because Big Fatty doesn't usually fuck that up. But y'all, I have got, what have I got here? I have got four $1 lottery cards, and I have got five $2 lottery cards. And y'all, y'all, quite frankly, I just don't have time today to do these scratch-offs. So y'all, we will save those for tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. At least we know there'll be some content. Y'all, now, before the time gets away from, but thank you, Miss Wells. I appreciate you handling my financial affairs, as they say. Now, y'all, one thing that I meant to tell you that I've just forgotten was when Miss Kitty picked me up at the Aeropuerto last winter. Y'all, he was very concerned. He was very concerned that I was losing my talent, because you know one of Big Fatty's talents is generally if he has been somewhere before, he has a keen sense of direction. And y'all, it had been several years since I had been to Edinburgh, but y'all, you know, I got lost and I could not find the two gentlemen called saunas over there, and that had oh dear Gussie, and that had worried Miss Kitty. And y'all, it's not that I couldn't find them. It's just that they were, one of them I'd never been to. And y'all, it was not well marked. And the directions were just pure tea shitty. They were just, it's like finding the directions to Buellton from an elderly person. But, because y'all, when you go to Buellton, you want to make sure you get some of that green pea soup from Anderson's. Because it's vulgar and vile. But y'all, one of the establishments I had been to, but y'all, I found it the next day. It was just a little bit further down the road than I remembered it being. But I knew what road it was on and all. And y'all, when I found it, I just stood up and I said,
Big Fatty just creamed his britches.
Yes, it was wet clean up aisle four.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.